Chapter 1. 993 years ago, I died. Of course, it doesn't feel as though it's been that long to me, only a few days. But as I stare across the meadow and meet my sister's eyes for the first time in a millennium, I know she feels every missing second. No wrinkles mar her shimmering, sun-kissed skin. No white hairs pepper her honey-colored tresses. She looks exactly the same as she did the last time I saw her. Fairies don't age the same way humans do. Yet deep in her cerulean irises, I see the truth. Before that night, when I broke my promise and accidentally destroyed our world, her eyes were so clear I could read her every thought in a simple glance. Now they're clouded over and obscured. She's changed. I think maybe I have too. The only question left is how much. Nimia? I murmur across the divide. It's the third time I've said her name. The first was a shout, drenched in excitement. The second was a statement, softer and less sure. And now her name rolls from my lips as a question, plagued by doubts. So far, my only answer has been silence. Does she hate me for what I did? Does she blame me for everything? Can she ever forgive me? I never thought a day would come when I questioned my sister's love for me. Yet here we are. The worst part is, I deserve it. I broke her. I broke us. I broke everything. Erwin? She finally whispers, word nearly lost in the wind. But I hear it, and my soul lifts. Something in her gaze shifts. The fog dissipates, and I read hope in her eyes. The same fragile hope warming my heart. Erwin! Nimia! She runs, so I run too. Suddenly, I'm back in time, racing across the flowery fields of a home that no longer exists. I'm a girl with no worries and no fears, a girl without the weight of the world on her shoulders, a girl wild with abandon. I'm Erwin, and she's Nimia, and nothing else matters. We crash together, laughing and crying as we nearly tumble to the ground. With our arms wrapped around each other, I'm light. I'm free. Breathing in the lily scent, always clinging to her magic, for the first time in so long, I feel unburdened. That sweet perfume is home. She's home. And I won't take her for granted again. I missed you, Nimia murmurs into my hair, relief evident in her tone. But there's something else, too. Pain. Pain I know I caused. How long has she been alone? How long has she been carrying the weight of my mistakes for me? Just like that, everything I've done comes rushing back. I'm sorry. My voice quivers as I speak. I'm so sorry. I know. There's no judgment in her tone. No accusation, no spite. Instead, there's something I never expected. Understanding. Dare I say, forgiveness? Nimia squeezes me tighter as though afraid I might not be real, then pulls back. She steadies me, the way she's always done, rooting me to the ground no matter how the wild winds in my mind blow. With her warm palms on my shoulders, I find the strength to look up. In her eyes, my past and present collide. As I hold her gaze, memories rush over me, an overwhelming deluge oscillating between all the joy we once knew and all the hurt I caused. Despite it all, she smiles. With that simple gesture, I know we can never go back. But somehow we'll find a way to move forward. I could throttle you, you know, for making me wait so long, Nimia mutters, with a loving frustration I've heard many times before. I wipe the tears from my eyes and fall back into a role I know how to play. Good thing you're the patient one. She laughs softly. The sound makes my heart swell. With her next words, I deflate. Where have you been? Oh, Nimia, I sigh and shake my head. You won't believe what I'm about to tell you. There is so much to explain. I don't even know where to start. So I go back to the beginning. Before I woke to a land I didn't recognize. Before the night that changed everything. Before the lies, before the secrets,